5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun, and sometimes above it.
Think about the random. The random just happens.
The random just happens. Yeah, that's usually what happens. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you think about the, you know what, that nobody's allowed to think of. You guys are all thinking about it, so you lost. You know you lost. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly.
You got me good.
Exactly.
Because I wasn't thinking about it. Yeah. It's been, a month?
Yeah, been a while.
Three weeks.
Give or take. Yeah. Probably.
Somewhere around
there. Lost track of time.
We ain't going to press the issue.
Time's not a thing anymore. Just count down the days until 2021 where we get to start all over, guys.
2021 is actually just going to be a reset.
Dude, if it lets me down, bro, if it's like that magical number one draft pick that turns into shit after you get him, like a Trent Richardson, I quit.
December 32nd is going to pull up, and everyone's going to lose their shit.
Yeah. I'm not even getting drunk on New Year's Eve, bro. I'm not risking
it. I'm making sure I'm watching this shit change.
I'm fucking hunkered down in a bunker because it could go one of two ways, either really well or shit's going to end. So let's get crazy. Like Y2K all over again, but like 2021 version. It's going to happen.
Oh, God. The turn of the century, that doesn't actually happen. It just reverts back to 2020.
Groundhog Day, but the year 2020 on repeat. Oh, God, that'd be fucking terrible.
Welcome to your next day in the year 2020.
It's like, nah, it fucking pulls a Trump. I'm not ready to leave office yet.
And
like
everything
2020
is the
same way. Like, I'm not leaving yet, bitch.
Anywho.
Welcome.
Basically, pretty much an interesting way to open the show here.
Yeah, sure.
We started with a random thought and carried it on. Anywho, I'm D Money. And this is my host.
They just call me Lee.
They just call him Lee. We've got many announcements for today. One being, I've got 16 stickers of AEUTS on them that came in the mail. So you know what that means? The shirt should be following it shortly. And I would like everyone else to know that we will be doing a giveaway.
Absolutely. So watch our social media pages.
And I'm extremely excited for this. I'm excited to see, just to sit back and see the growth of this continue to go. It's awesome. I love it.
I don't know what's happened lately, but you guys have been showing support like crazy, and it is so appreciated.
Like, I love you all.
Went from minor numbers to 1.5. We're about to hit 1.5K.
Yeah, 1.5K.
Jesus. I could have sworn like a month ago we were at like 300.
We probably were. I don't know. Shoot.
Much appreciated, though.
Now, we love you. Just like always, we love you. I do want to give some personal shout-outs. One to a good friend of ours, Chris Boswick. He loves the show. Decided to support us one day. Bought us a coffee. We really appreciate that, man.
He's a badass, dude. Appreciate you, fam.
For sure. I really wish I could shred it on the guitar like you, though.
Oh, dude, I miss those days, man. You used to shred those talent shows.
I try, but it don't work. My fingers.
That guitar he had was mean, too, bro.
My fingers don't work right. That guitar he had was mean. I don't know what it is.
I wonder if he still plays.
Yeah, yeah. He still plays. Definitely, he still plays.
Send us some. Gotta hear it.
I know he did. I think he did another cover of one by Metallica.
What?
I think. But he recovered it.
Right.
It sounded good.
Hell yeah,
I was impressed.
Man. That's what's up.
That's awesome. Keep doing you. Lee?
I have a shout out to my good friend Tyler. He's got a YouTube channel. It's called Mr. Bagel Bites. Man, this dude's channel is like blown up lately. But if you guys play Pokemon, he's your guy. So head over to YouTube, check out Mr. Bagel Bites, watch him kill some pokies. Dude's a beast. What else we got?
I'd also like to give a shout out to an up and coming kid. Dude spits some mad flyer. Mad fire. I'd strongly recommend his music. And I also recommend another song. It's called Get the Fuck Out of My Face.
Oh, dope, man. Straight fire.
Straight fire. Spitting some hard facts.
You guys like music.
Shout out to Grind
man.
Mode for finding him.
Grind Mode, what up? Huge shout out to y'all.
Shout out to the Yak.
Oh, the legendary Yak.
One of our own.
You guys will be meeting him soon.
Making it forward. That's awesome. We're proud of you all. That's awesome to see.
Yeah, buddy. So today we got a little special show for you.
I don't know what makes this show special.
Well, it's going to be special in a way. I don't know, like special in a way, like you get that awesome cake you wanted for your birthday type of special. It's like your aunt just pulled up with like a sponge cake and said, here you go, bitch. But in a way, it's special, you know. We have a special guest today, our buddy Andrew. You guys listened to our first, couple episodes.
Andrew.
You may hear him, in the background.
Andrew.
Andrew.
I don't want to insult you, but you can introduce yourself.
It's your boy, Andrew. How's it going, y'all?
I fucking hate you. God damn it.
Let me tell you what. One thing about Andrew, don't ever play Call of Duty with this guy.
Oh, my God,
fucking,
dude. Warzone, he's
savage.
The worst, man. He'll let you get jumped
savage.
By three guys
I once
and not
took
even
out,
help you.
I once played quads by myself, and I got a dub on the whole thing. I took out everyone's squad by myself.
I wouldn't say that.
Like a run,
I
don't, like
that's not how it happens, man. Every time I get killed,
I placed 125th.
Andrew's always reloading when I get killed. Every time. And he takes an hour. He's loading his armor. I got to get my armor ready. I got to reload. And like we're like, dude, if you just pop out and kill him, we'd be straight. He's like, no, man, I got to get ready.
You know what else Andrew does?
Hey, but you know what I can't help is these guys can't sit still for more than 1 second to to observe the situation. They just run right into battle. And then when they get downed, they expect me to run and die too. So
well,
it's
yeah,
like,
that's
eh.
the point, man.
Yeah, I 100% expect
it's
that.
It's like that bad boy saying, bro. We ride together, we die together, bad boys for life.
I'm a kind of a
you're just
sit
letting
back.
Us die.
I'm a kind of a sit back and observe type guy first before we go into battle. You know, like I want to figure out how many there are, how to kill them.
Okay. Yeah.
Or let them come to me.
As you're circling around, looking at the sky, not knowing where they're at. Where are they at? Andrew, they're behind you.
Mark them out. Andrew,
mark them out.
Did,
mark them out.
I don't want to hear it with the marks because these old boys will be like 300 meters away. And I'm like, oh, you guys are moving? They're like, yeah. And they will literally just hit the thumb mark and say, I marked it an hour ago. Oh, did you? That's funny. It just popped up on my screen.
Or yesterday, he's like popping off of the dudes in the distance and did not mark them out.
I downed one, actually.
Yeah, you downed them, but
and
I couldn't
sometimes,
see them. They were like 400 meters away, bro. I couldn't even see them. And I had a sniper with a variable zoom.
I was actually
scope,
starting to run out. I'm actually starting to run out of revive sticks for Lee and Dakota.
Listen, man, we like to party.
I risked my life to go back and buy D-Wags and Lee back and... You know, D-Wags being the smart guy he is, he makes it to me. Old Lee McGee over here, he can't even get out of the fucking storm on a parachute.
Listen.
I can't make that shit up.
I had a pistol, and there was one loot box in this little building. I said, yeah, I got plenty of time. Forgot that it was the first storm move, so it's fast as hell, and it swallowed me up. There was nothing I could do, man. I took a risk.
Waste of $4,000.
I had to get the strap.
He's right. It was a waste of
$4,000. Wasn't running into... hell with fucking just a pistol. Crazy.
Forget this. He also one more thing. I'm done harping on your gaming.
D-Wags also
this
did
is
save,
the, this is
save
the last thing
time.
He's always taking my damn loot.
Always.
I hate a motherfucking loot goblin.
You take my loot,
man.
So I take
always.
Your loot.
I'll ever take yours.
Steals a loot,
I
bro.
Respect it.
Nah.
I respect the fine. And I respect a kill.
We'll dial down somebody. Andrew's in there swooping
stuff. What he's talking about is he's talking about this scavenger that he had started.
That you
and
just stole.
Mind you, I'm sitting there grabbing boxes out of the, you know, down the way.
This ain't just the scavenger.
And this scavenger was sitting down there for a long while, and Dakota's mark gets farther and farther away.
If you know anything, I'm in the train station.
Train station's the best place to go.
I've got to run backwards before I can go forward. So I had to backtrack to the outside.
No one got it, so I picked it up.
Listen, man. And you know Dakota was going for it. Get out of here.
Anywho, that's all I have to say about Andrew. He's a good guy, though. He's single, if you like his voice or anything like that.
Also,
he's got Snapchat.
His face is pretty ugly, though.
He's a truck driver. He's also
trying to make it big on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, he is, man. Oh, you gave up already?
Yep. Why'd you give up on TikTok?
Tired of getting on TikTok and seeing all these like pointless videos getting like 1 million views, and then I put something up that's pretty interesting
You put it up about trucks, man.
But like 60, you know?
You know who watches Trucker TikTok?
I don't have TikTok.
85-year-old men.
85-year-old
men. Other truckers
there's
probably look
truckers
down on
TikTok,
you.
TikTok, actually.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I bet most of them truckers
that's
are
pretty
like,
much
hey,
what TikTok's
for girls.
The TikTok's for girls.
It could be for anything. I mean, it kind of is. If you've been on TikTok, there's a lot of women on there.
Like I've said, I don't have TikTok.
Yeah, don't do it. It's addictive. Although you do learn some cool stuff, but yeah, TikTok's the devil.
You guys share a lot of stuff off of there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the stuff's funny, but you'll get scrolling on there and it's been like, an hour pass. And you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like you had a time loop.
Get the bottle.
Go back and get the bottle. Dude, that TikTok was hilarious. It's a freaking ape voiceover. Had to go take to the bathroom. I did not doo-doo in there.
Hey, yo, where the water at?
Gotta go again, you know? Jesus, man. Those things kill me.
What's going on, Bob? It wasn't me really to doo-doo.
Dude, so I was doing some, just some weird looking up. Come across this video. This little kid. And it's like this interview of a child. She's kind of crazy, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I think she's probably right around like 5, 6 or 7, maybe. I don't know. She acts pretty old, so it's hard for me to tell. Anywho, Anastasia, I was thinking.
What happens if
you have another child? And Anastasia decides to take on this persona of this other little girl that I was seeing and wants to cause harm to the other baby.
Well, that's a tough question because, in all honesty, we had an episode where we talked about mental health. I don't trust the system to fix it. So I would have to find ways to fix it myself.
That's a scary thought.
You know, because like that little girl probably went through some shit. Because she looked like she went through shit.
They said it showed that she had no
she had no remorse.
No, she had no past history of any sort of traumatic issues in her life.
Right. No, yeah, she was just born that way. There's a disconnect in the brain, yeah, but... Yeah.
That little girl's over here like, yeah, I want to kill him.
How do you fix that? I wonder if she smoked weed, if she'd be better. That's probably what fixed her.
Want to kill him. I don't know what happened.
Probably locked up in a facility or they did weird experiments. And she just disappeared.
That video
wasn't that long ago. It was what, 2015?
It was a while ago.
Was it?
It was an old video.
Yeah.
From like the early 2000s, I would say. Maybe she's at now. Maybe even past that. I don't even know her name.
That is true. I don't think they ever said anything about it.
I don't even know her name. All I know is that that little girl said she wanted to kill her little brother while he was sleeping, and she had to be locked in her bedroom because her parents were afraid of the fact that she would come out and do harm to her brother.
Yeah, yeah. And then put the knives up and shit. I don't know, man. The kid kind of reminds me of the way Andrew looks at us.
Well, how would you feel about that, Andrew? If say you had a little kid and... She came up to you and was like,
I'm going to kill my brother.
I'm going to kill you. Go to sleep.
They make orphan ninjas.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Right off.
That's how you end up with a mini Michael Myers, my guy.
We
You just cutting it out.
I'm not starting a scary movie. I'm not feeding into his fire here. I'm just shipping him off.
Gone.
You're going to board school. You're going to learn today.
Gone.
Let them deal with it. You know what I would do? Ship her off to the military.
Kids, bro.
Perfect fit. There we go.
Then we get a jarhead.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Shit, you'd be a fucking killing machine. I bet. You'd do that shit for fun.
I bet, too.
Be a good hit, man. But she'd do the shit for
free. I can lock her in a room until she's old enough to understand, and then I can send her out to be my hitman, take care of people right, I don't like.
Just be like, hey, you get to kill all these people. Nah, man.
Be the assassin.
Build a little Black Widow.
And I'm her dispatch center.
Dispatch, jeez.
I don't see the money. You know, be like Deadshot while he's sitting on there on the roof. He's like, the money's not in there. I said this.
Now double it for fucking with me.
Now double it. Take the shot,
little man.
You know?
Exactly. You got it. Take the shot, little man.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird that a child could be like that from birth, but whatever.
I don't know if it's not something that is spoken on a lot, and I don't think it happens a lot.
Well, yeah. If it did, it'd definitely get a lot more media coverage. I mean, or they just grow up to be the kids that, you know, shoot up schools and shit, so hard to tell.
Right, right. When I think the kids' parents were.
It would be nice if they advertised.
I think they were just like. They were just watching him. The brother would have these bruises on the child, and.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like they caught the early signs, but yeah. I think when they get older and stuff, like their parents never paid attention to the signs. You know, so that's why I'm saying if they were to talk about it more, maybe it would, hinder them from doing it later in life, you know, if they catch it early enough, I mean, to get help. Although I don't really know how you can help in that situation, you know, how you can change it. I don't even know if there's a way to, man, could do some weird gene splicing shit.
Right, especially being
crazy.
Especially being so young.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And already having an understanding of what you're doing is wrong.
A complete disconnect from anything. Like, there's no remorse, there's no feeling, no emotion. Just, I mean, could you say that that said person doesn't have a soul? Because that's how that girl acted. Like, there was no, what is a soul? You know what I'm saying? Is that something that, I mean, you can't just give her one.
She was the devil's spawn.
I mean, you're right. You can't just
give her one.
You would
think so, dude. The kid looked crazy, man. Like,
I mean, she didn't care. She was happy. She was happy explaining what she was doing.
She was happy when she was hurt and shit.
Yeah.
And then she even said that, like, I'm happy when I'm, you know, causing something pain. I mean, fuck, she tortured animals, birds and shit.
You guys see that documentary on Netflix? Was it called American Crime? I think it is, with the dad that killed his wife and his two kids.
Oh yeah,
and he was in damn near the whole show until at the end you realize he was the guy that killed him, and he was sitting there talking to the cops, telling them everything that was going on until they finally caught him in his lie.
Chris is his name, I think. Doesn't even deserve to have any recognition at all.
That is insane.
He came out later and said how he felt that Netflix took a bad angle of him and wished that they could reshoot it or take it down.
Oh, that was the guy that everybody thought was innocent the whole time or whatever?
That's the one that the guy thought himself was innocent.
Right.
But helped the police investigate him.
Show. Oh, well, that was stupid.
Till he got put on the lie detector.
Yeah, like...
Well, they had their suspicions on him,
right?
And then they put him on the lie detector and found out. I think moral of the story, what it came down to is he knew what he did and he felt guilty and he wanted to get caught, but he didn't know how he wanted to do it.
Subconsciously, you think that guilt hit him? I don't know, man. I mean,
he still took the lie detector test after she specifically told him. We're going to know exactly if you're lying.
Yeah,
to us
but
after
a while, though,
test.
You know, that, I feel like that's how people, there are certain people that can, you know, tell a lie and make themselves believe said lie. Yeah, you know, so he, if he truly psyched himself up. Right. Well, now listen, we're not going to talk about that show. That shit was weird.
I made it to the episode
where he wanted to, like, he was looking like he wanted to do some shit with his mom, and I said, "This is not watching that shit." Yeah, that was
that
weird.
That show's intense. Let me tell you what.
It's weird, and it should never be seen by anyone. No, I'm kidding. I mean, if you're into that shit, that's cool. But
it's
like,
good show.
Dude was giving me weird vibes.
Good show, Norman Bates.
Yeah, he's a weird motherfucker.
Another good show is Mindhunters.
Crazy. Mindhunters. Never watched
never heard of it.
It's about the FBI when they first discovered the an actual branch of the FBI. It's like when they pick serial killers' minds, they go into the prisons of try to figure out why they've done what they've done. Mm. He interviewed some pretty big serial killers. I think the next season they talked about they're going to do like a Ted Bundy one. Pretty interesting.
Oh, I might have to check it out then. Mindhunters.
They dropped a Ted Bundy doc, and it made him look like he actually wasn't a bad person.
No, that motherfucker was bad.
He was a terrible person.
The doc that they did made it seem like he wasn't even that bad of a person.
Ain't never that doc, never. No.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Ain't never.
That's how I did, man.
Ain't never.
I don't know, man. You never
That documentary they put out, they cut out so much information. Ain't no human being.
Well, that's a good way to sway it. You can see how they could quickly pull the shit over your eyes. You know, maybe not you necessarily, but a silent majority, you know, of the people, they could absolutely pull it over your eyes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
It's very easy to just change your point of view real quick on something.
After we watched that show, that limited series, I looked at Haley and I was like, I almost feel like Ted Bundy was innocent.
See, exactly. That's what I said myself. I was like, I feel like he didn't do it. Knowing damn well he did.
Like, I know. I mean, at least I can't say that I know 100%.
No, for sure.
Obviously, yeah. I wasn't in that area.
Right.
Or knew what was going on. So, but I've done enough looking into that case or looking into the surroundings of that case to understand that that document series just wasn't
kinda. I mean, you could look at it from this perspective too. You know what they want you to know. So if they want you to think that he's guilty, that's what you're gonna think based off of their facts. You see, they hold all the power. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm almost 100% sure he did it, but I'm just saying, like, if you look at it from a different perspective, he may have actually been innocent. You know, it's like, and they could just tell you whatever they want to tell you, or you're gonna go with it because that's it. Unless you were there, you'll never fucking know.
The only thing that I felt was the best part of that movie was that the girlfriend came out and said something, because if they would have never put that in there, then that would have been.
Oh yeah, 100%. He would have just got away.
It was extremely important that was in there.
He would have, you know, everybody would have looked at him as a hero. But yeah, I mean, so we got, like I said, we got Andrew in here today. Goofy son of a bitch. Anyway,
like to be goofy.
So, what's it like being a truck driver, old son?
Ain't half bad. Just stare out a window all the time, look at other people.
You get to yell at him. He's got that trucker rage.
So you're just the person that gets to control everyone else.
Basically.
Much. Top dog of the road.
Driving a tank at all times. That'd be fun.
Go by the food chain, and I'm at the top of the list on the food chain when I'm on the road.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, have you ever met one of those double-decker buses?
Like a double-decker bus?
Yeah, but those double-decker buses, I still weigh more than them empty.
Nah, man, there's one thing. There's one thing that's... You're not the top of the food chain. I would say the DOT is top of the food chain.
Yeah,
you're just like a step below them.
No.
That's y'all's kryptonite.
You guys are misunderstanding what I say. When I say I'm top of the food chain, I'm the biggest on the road. DOT drive pickups, so I'm still bigger than them.
They still go take
it. But yeah, they can still ruin my day.
Oh, they're going to ruin your life, man. Keep messing around. DOT. Tax dollars hard at work.
Also, for all you four-wheel drive cars out there, I'd appreciate it if you're at a stop sign and you look to your right and you look to your left and you see a semi coming down on a 55-mile-an-hour road, you just give them that extra couple seconds to get by you and not pull out in front of them and then turn left 1,500 feet down the road, because it's really hard to stop. I will say that.
It's real hard to stop.
I guess it's real hard to stop.
And it's scary. No, I mean, maybe not for you. Maybe you won't realize it, but you
can
don't
you
realize.
Swerve into the other lane.
I can, but most of the time, usually when that happens, there's
another car coming.
Yeah, because
that's 10 points.
Right, but
it'd be 20 if you flash.
That's also someone's life you're messing
really
with.
It depends on what's all in the car.
Yeah, it's true.
That's also someone's life you're messing with. I know. So I know.
Points.
I come out of the top, but I also.
That's why you get points. You never played GTA?
Yeah, I mean, played it.
You've never seen Toxic Avenger?
You don't get points on GTA, do you?
Yeah, you do.
I never
noticed.
It's
moral points. It's to do it in the virtual simulator, so you don't have to do it in real life.
So my GTA, I got negative
it's
moral
inputting,
points.
It's inputting
you never took
your
the
impersonal
or GTA
into a game.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time.
Exactly.
So I got negative moral points on GTA, that's for sure.
When you get the stars, that's...
The more that you kill is the better.
Yeah, the more stars you get, the more points you got.
Yeah, dude.
Once you max out the stars, you're like, you almost beat the game. How that shit works.
I used to like getting 5 stars on GTA. It was pretty fun.
Because then the tanks come flying out, bro. I'm good.
I would always try to get
just find a house,
the military base, and take their fucking
everything.
Jets.
Oh, they're jets, dude. Yes.
The best thing you can do is you
fucking fight choppers.
You become Franklin. You're Franklin, and you go up to his house up in the hills. And when you get all 5 stars, you go down into his basement to where there's only one way down. And they all got to come down the steps, and you just fucking take them out one by one. You'll last a while.
That's treacherous.
You'll last a while, but don't go outside because you'll instantly die.
They probably got jail shivers surrounded.
After you've taken out like 1,500 fucking cops and SWAT guys, it'd be hectic.
I could imagine so. Dude, so I was... scrolling through, obviously, Facebook, because that's one of my favorite social medias to be on. And it just slightly occurred to me is, when did the transition from MySpace to Facebook occur? For you, when did it happen for you?
I would say probably immediately, like after Facebook came out.
What year?
Say I went to Facebook when... MySpace kind of strictly became like celebrities on there only.
I couldn't even tell you what the age was.
Dude, I can tell you exactly.
2013, 2014.
I think 2009. When I came from junior high to high school, I transferred from MySpace to Facebook.
Shit, yeah, dude. You're absolutely right there.
Now, the thing that's crazy to me... is why?
Yeah,
why
I don't know. It was a fucking mistake, dude.
Like I had so much like
control over it.
Customization control.
Right.
I would say because like, at one point celebrities kind of took over MySpace and on out. I don't know. Everyone that was just in the general public kind of just switched over to Facebook. It seemed to me.
Yeah, that's what the same experience I had. Everyone that I knew just. Moved to Facebook, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's a new fad.
I'd creep back over to MySpace here and there, and it, like you said, you get on, and it was just like,
it changed so much.
It's like Facebook
Kardashians.
It's literally like Facebook now. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, man, dude. MySpace was the OG. Like, I wish I would never would have left. Like, honestly.
Honestly, me too. I wish I would have never left MySpace.
I love MySpace.
Well, it taught you some shit, too. Like, it taught you basics of coding and shit. Like, you know, if you didn't have that popping music, bro, if you didn't have no pop, you could show off your personality 100%.
I love the music.
Facebook's so like, Facebook should have been just like for old
motherfuckers. You could get your own background.
Yeah,
you could get
that's what I'm saying.
You could do like little games on your
playlist.
Let
niggas know who your top 5 motherfuckers are. Your shorty was always number 1.
Yeah.
But your side bitch was either down at the bottom or like number 2. You know what I'm saying? There was a competition, man. You could incite competition with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say another reason, a big reason why MySpace went away is because, you know, phones started progressing and then Facebook went to our phones and MySpace just wasn't as cool on a phone as you could do on a computer. I don't know. It seems to me that people really don't use computers that much.
It didn't translate as well.
You're right
there. They should. Well, I guess there's no reason to when you carry around a... You know,
That's another reason why I can do it with my phone.
Yeah. They could have found a way to make it work, though.
Oh, I'm sure they could have.
They still could.
But I don't think they ever really did, and I feel like that's another big reason why a lot of people switched over to Facebook, because it was just you couldn't really do much on your phone with MySpace.
Right. Do you think there's something that comes along that knocks off Facebook? Twitter tried. That didn't work. Instagram ain't working either.
Well, Twitter's up there, though.
I'm talking like Instagram
and Facebook just became one.
Because when Facebook came out, that was the end of MySpace. Granted, it's still there, but I'm saying like everybody went to Facebook. Like I don't know a single person that's still like active on MySpace, like at all. So I'm saying, is there something that comes along that kills Facebook? I doubt it.
I think it would have already happened. Like I said,
Instagram tried, but now they're one. Or. Yeah. Instagram was already one Facebook with Facebook. Facebook
keeps on progressing more. Look how you have it on your computer now.
You can log into shit with it. It almost looks like
MySpace kind of set up. I mean, you just don't have the music.
Yeah, for the most part, eventually,
I bet you'll be able to color your background.
But they're just adding more and more. They're making it like the central hub for stuff. I mean, you got your marketplace. Now they got a job section.
Yeah,
they
have a dating section. Send me jobs all the time.
I've applied for a couple jobs on there, man. Yeah. It's real easy too. But it shows jobs that I don't find on those other sites, like Indeed and shit like that. Like, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's helpful, but it's like the Walmart of social media. It can do it all.
It is very nice. There's just so much that you can do on the website itself.
Right. See, I really got in when Facebook kind of got big. I really got into Farmville. So that was like a big thing for me on Facebook. I love going to my grandparents and logging onto the computer, checking out my farm.
There was this game that I used to play. Like it was like fish tanks and I could like bait fish and like had certain fish in there. I'd clean fish tanks and feed them and all that shit.
This is where you're obsessed with
Facebook
fish
had
tanks.
A lot of had a cool.
That's where I started Facebook. Basically, I would
poker.
Say.
They had like Texas Hold'em poker on Facebook. You can play with your friends on there. That was fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
now look at it. I mean, cool, you can now. Well, MySpace first started this. You could message your friends on MySpace.
Slide them DMs on MySpace.
Set up right now. It shows that they're online. Like,
they just show you're online, almost set up like an AIM. Who's online? All your friends.
I miss that too. I miss AIM too. Yeah, you can't set that away message though.
I bet you Facebook progresses. I bet you Facebook one day probably makes it where you can put music on your page and kind of deck out.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
They could do it as a plugin actually because fucking Tinder does it.
Yeah.
Where it takes you directly, it's like a plug-in of Spotify player, or they could.
Or you can play you can play like 30 seconds of a song without.
Yeah, copyright free, yeah. Unless you download the shit illegally like we did on MySpace and plug it in, you know what I'm saying? That was the way to go.
Yeah, I always forgot it was kind of hard for me to get music because I figure out where to go to get it.
LimeWire, bro. Download that shit. Fucking sacrifice the computer.
Once I did, it was very easy.
My dude taught me how to do it from just straight pull the HTML off.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube. The YouTube converter. Yep.
I remember that.
That came a little bit after the LimeWire. I used Morpheus a lot.
Morpheus
was the one.
LimeWire and FrostWire were the two that I used a lot.
FrostWire too.
Dude, let me tell you this story one time, though, real quick. So, I was back kid. Back in high school, I used to like torrent movies.
Yep.
Well, one time I got a phone call from the FBI, I guess, or my grandpa said that. And apparently they had tracked my IP address and said that I had downloaded movies illegally. And my grandpa told me this shit, dude. I'd never been so scared before.
That's why you don't want to use fucking BitTorrent anymore.
Dude, I don't.
Jesus,
not at all, buddy. Dude. I deleted it, cleaned it, was like, nah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't have no movies on here.
You know what's funny? I had a scare like that, too. My whole computer bricked up, and it was like, had the FBI logo and shit on it. Told me, like, I kind of caught on. I was, like I said, I was younger. I caught on. It was a scam because they wanted, like, a gift card number. And like, but I couldn't do anything. It was a hardcore virus. I could not do shit until I punched in a card number. So I just punched in literally random numbers, hit enter, took it out, and I wiped my whole computer clean, got back into my shit. But dude, I was terrified for a second. I was like, oh, fuck. I had movies, fucking music out the ass. I had it all, dude. I had an old ass hand-me-down computer. My grandparents got rid of their old one. So here you go. I had one of those old white fucking brick monitors.
Yeah.
But hey, that motherfucker did its job, bro. Yep. That was my setup. I had the speakers and shit, man.
I remember when So when I first moved in with my grandparents, we didn't have internet there, and they had a dial-up.
They
didn't have dial-up, but I would try to, because I was just like, oh, the internet works like this, because it worked like that at my house prior,
and
I
had dial-up,
just plug it in. So I kept just plugging it in. I couldn't figure out how this bitch would work. But it was a dinosaur, basically. I could get on and I could play pinball, you know. I just felt cool because I had a computer downstairs. Exactly. I couldn't use it.
Right.
Computer games I could play, you know, right. That didn't require internet. So I could play some of them, which was pretty cool. But
right. Yeah, that's not bad. No, I remember I used to take those floppy disks. I had games on those fuckers.
Some of those games.
Lit, I had one where you were like a school bus driver. You had to go around and pick kids up and give them a fucking look. I forget what it was called. Shit was cool as fuck.
I used to play this game that was on a CD, and I put it in. And it was kind of like, it was kind of set up like Doom, but I was on an alien spaceship, and there would be like these canisters, but these monsters would just crawl out of stuff, and they just look so creepy. But I used to play some mad games on the computer there.
It's a lot easier back then. Shit, now you got to spend a couple grand to get something to play nice on these computers. Man, dude, I used to do all kinds of shit, man. It was I loved it, man. I felt like a badass. I had my own computer, like, even though it was like, you know, old shit or whatever. Fuck, man, it was amazing.
Right.
Like, I wake up, man, fucking do that. I used to, man, I remember I had a 6-disc fucking CD player with the tape, you know, too, in my room. And I found out how to, I could get on the radio, play the radio, but record it to a cassette tape. So, bro, I used to make some fucking dope-ass tapes, bro. I had all the shit on cassette tape, man. That shit was dope, man. What you know about that? It was that silver 6-disc, like a JVC CD player, bro. Everybody had one. Came with 2 fucking speakers. I know it. If you fucking, if you had a CD player as a kid like that, you fucking, I know it's the same exact one, man.
I had a single-disc CD player, and Nelly, It's Getting Hot in Here, played on repeat.
Talking like a portable motherfucker?
Yeah.
Like a CD Walkman?
Just a Sony CD Walkman.
Yeah, I had like one of those.
I was so excited I got one.
I had one of those OG-ass ones, like the first ones that came out. It was like a black brick. It was Sony or some shit. Weird as fuck. But the greatest thing that happened with the CDs was the anti-skip technology, because I used to hate it. Remember, you fucking be walking with that bitch, you have to hold it still, if not, it skip.
Yeah.
But dude, I used to burn hella CDs on my computer, man. I used to ride like a little fucking electric scooter to school. I had my headphones in, CD player going, man, just crazy ass tunes, dude, pumping.
The CD player was game changer. The MP3 player was really game changer.
Oh, the little
though.
Stick one, bro. Isn't it crazy?
85 MP.
Right.
MBs.
Right. It's like, dude. You, oh, my God. 85.
You could have 7 songs.
Yeah. And then,
maybe 20.
You could get a lot. 30.
You get like 35.
Yeah, I had one that was a gig once. It fit like 500 songs or something. I didn't even know 500 songs, but that thing was badass. I used to throw that bitch in and go cut the grass.
Oh yeah. I had one that was a gig. I got it for Christmas. I lost it at Six Flags. So this was in like 6th grade I got this bitch, because Six Flags closed down in 2007 or something like that.
Right.
So I lost it. I didn't tell my grandparents I lost it because I was scared. But I ended up getting it back, and it still worked for a couple months later. But
oh, yeah, those things were dope,
dude.
Man.
I had so much golden music on there.
I used those for like, or it's fuck 8th grade basketball. We were on the bus, man. I'd use fucking, I'd be pumping out some Asking Alexandria back there. Those things were dope. Yes. What did it for me, man, was that Next Generation, though, the fucking iPod Touch, man.
I got an iPod Touch, first gen.
Yep.
I used to walk around with my iPod Touch like it was my cellular device, like I was cool.
See, that was the thing I picked up on as a kid, too. Dude, I was like, dude, why isn't this a phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, that even hit me. I'm like,
You could get text now. You could get like a text.
Yeah, you could do all this shit like on there WhatsApp anyway. It was stupid. Nah, man, I jailbroke the fuck out of those first couple ones I had.
I'm going to tell you something about that text now app. That text now app can get you out of trouble with your parents.
Oh, hell How's yeah, kid.
Well, let's just say you can text yourself off of it. So, like, you can text. So, like, if you're, like, trying to get yourself out of trouble and you're, you know, told a story to your parents to get you out of trouble and you want them, you know, you want them to know the buddy side, so you just, you know, shoot a couple texts out and see what he says. Well, when you have a phone and you got your iPod Touch, you can hop on your old iPod Touch there and get on your Text Now app, turn on the number, save the number in your phone, and wallazam, you know, you can make people believe anything.
Andrew was a troublemaker, I guess.
I'm guessing this is something that you did, Andrew.
I never went that deep with that, but yeah, you're right, though. Man, I remember that that Touch Skate game? When it first came out.
Yeah, dude, that flip was raw.
Oh, man, I loved it because, like I said, I jailbroke my shit. I jailbroke and got a $500 surveillance camera app. And I'm, mind you, I'm 12. I don't even have cameras. I don't know why I did it. I just looked for the most expensive app and said I want it. Took that bitch, man.
I remember playing with Tech Decks.
Yeah, dude. See, I wasn't big into them until later.
Dude, Tech Decks were raw.
My buddy,
I used to bang.
I remember those used to hit. Remember those hit hard in like junior high.
Oh, yeah.
Made that comeback because like they were cool like in elementary, and then like it was like and then they came back. Everybody was bringing Tech Decks to school.
Would be eighth grade going into my freshman year of high school. Ninth, yeah, yep. So my buddy Mikey DeFrancisco, he had the Tech Decks, and he just didn't have like one. You go down
he had a
basement.
Whole lot.
He had a lot. Plus, he had like a skate park that you could skate on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he had the setup, man. We used to fucking go down in his basement and we'd kick it. We'd just go down there and tech deck it up, you know?
My dude, Ben, he had the whole skate park put together, dog. Tech decks out the ass. Oh, man. That
he was a cool
crazy.
Kid on the block then.
Right.
I just didn't understand how everyone could do all these millions of tricks. I mean, I could do some tricks, but there were
some
people.
But like people were just like
catching them in midair, freaking
with their fingers,
like,
with their pinky.
Like what?
Yeah. How are you doing this?
Doing variable flips and then into a grind, into like a half pipe to like.
I'd
a back
be more
flip.
Impressed. Someone does a double kick flip and then stops it on an actual double instead of letting it flip itself.
Right.
You know what? Another
yeah, that
thing
shit
is
down to a science.
Those guys, the Tech Decks. Then they had like the BMX bikes you could mess with.
Some the of BMX.
Those looks like I couldn't get a hang.
I could not figure those out.
My one buddy Mikey, though, I mean, he could do like the tail whips on them and catch them and ride them out. He's pretty damn good at it.
That's wild. And people, the professionals played that. They made that a professional.
Oh, yeah. They still do it. Well, they did recently.
Just like yo-yoing.
A couple years ago, I saw a video pop up on Facebook. People doing the actual, like, they had the built whole parks for them and do
Don't
competitions
make no
and shit.
Sense.
It's crazy.
We just like doing. I was watching RC racing, just RC Formula One cars racing down a racetrack.
Bro, you ain't seen shit until you see the drones racing.
Oh, I've watched the drones. Those are impressive.
Oh, God,
I've
dude.
Seen the boats race. Those are impressive.
I watched one with the drones where they did it like at night. It was like a dark room and they had like all the drones had different colored neons fucking doing crazy flips and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, technology is just advancing more and more, but for me, for the RC cars, was those X mods, bro. You remember them X mods?
I never got into them. But
oh, bro, those were
Arbiter.
Fire.
Arbiter used to play them, and I would just
Mitchell got
I
me
used
into
to
them.
Just
man.
Use the ones he had.
Yeah, Mitchell's like, hey, bro, you got to check these out, man. They had all the whips. Man, that shit was awesome. Upgrade the engine, shit, tires, body kits, all that shit, man. It was dope. Kids don't have that shit now. They can just pull it up on a game and call it a day.
I mean, yeah. I can do all that shit on a video game and do it right now.
Much as I love video games, man, I kind of do miss the age of not having them or not playing them as much.
I'll tell you one pastime that I really miss doing, and I've been thinking about getting back into it, is building some model cars. I used to do that shit.
I used to build those Gundams. Fucking model Gundams. She used to drive me crazy. I ended up finding some dude on TikTok, grown ass man that does that shit. Like, he has like a room dedicated and it's in there. And I'm like, damn, man, I was never that intricate with them. Paints them, fucking trims the pieces down, sands them. I'm like, god damn, man.
Some people really like doing that stuff. That's a good hobby.
I mean, it's a good time killer for sure. It's like reading a book.
I've just been impressed by how many people I see that just build train sets.
We'll
build the whole length of their basement a train set.
That is pretty dope. That's always been a big thing, though. I mean,
it's cool.
Your parents,
shit.
Grandparents, as kids. You got a train set. You were balling. You were balling. Shit, I even got.
I'm
one
talking
for Christmas
like
once.
These are some grown people doing.
No, I'm just saying like
astronomically sized train sets.
Right. No, I'm just saying like at that time, like at a certain point in time, like you were fucking balling when you got that. Like, yo, come check out my train set, man. Like, fuck, I had one. I used to build that thing, dude, all the time, and I love that shit.
Yeah, I had one.
It had the steam and shit. You put a little water in, fucking steam up and shit. It was pretty cool.
I had a pretty decent sized one, not a pretty small cool. one. Mine was pretty large.
Yeah, mine took up like our whole pool table and then some. If I wanted it to, it would take up a good portion of the living room. It was pretty dope, though.
It don't make no sense. I just would turn the thing on and just watch it go in a circle and would have a good old time.
Well, it was the fact that you put the track together, you know, you set it up right, you hooked all the cars together, you know.
Yeah.
It's a satisfaction. It's kind of like a Hot Wheels car, except for, you know, they're not doing flips and shit.
I guess, but I would rather watch the car go down a track than a train go around it.
For sure.
Around its own track.
Well, that's why you got to put shit on there, try to
do. I guess there's probably, because there's more ability to do variation in it, apparently.
I mean, there is, yeah.
On a train.
Certain cars.
Hey, that bitch up. Certain cars. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I've been on a fucking Spider-Man kick lately. Like, I've been playing Spider-Man on PS4. And then, like, they just dropped a new one, Miles Morales. And then I just watched Into the Spider-Verse. Man, let me tell you what. I'm excited. I can't wait to get that PS5 and get that Spider-Man game.
I'm kind of jealous because I think you guys get Spider-Man and you get Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're going to get both.
I'm mad. I'm an Xbox player. I can't trade on my homies.
Bro.
But like
that console dropped. The Xbox
you
dropped
really
with
hurt
no
me.
Exclusives, dog. They
you
had
really,
no
you
launch
really
titles.
Hurt me. So you better be making some big moves. And get me some new shit because I ain't leaving anything but motherfuckers do some.
How'd they drop a new console with no launch titles?
Xbox ain't never done no shit like that except for when they were fucking with Halo.
They're slacking. They just don't care about y'all. That's all it is, man. But, you know, speaking of, you know, Spider-Man, I mean, yeah, like I was saying, speaking of Spider-Man, who's your favorite superhero, dog? And why?
Oh, shit.
You have to pick one superhero.
Can I?
Stay tied, both of you motherfuckers.
All right, well, hold on. You can go first.
I don't think there's any truck driving superheroes, but.
No. you say, like, superhero, or. So it has to be a superhero.
I mean, it could be Optimus Prime. I'm sure that's who you're going with.
No. Like. is the.
That's hilarious.
I'm not, like, big into that, but is the Punisher considered. I can. He's a vigilante, I guess.
I wouldn't say he's a vigilante necessarily.
Well,
he's
the Punisher
like
is a vigilante.
He's
because he was.
He's like an anti-hero.
He's a Punisher of crime. And
yeah,
he
yeah,
wasn't
yeah. Except
with
for
law
he
enforcement.
Just kills motherfuckers.
Yeah,
but
that's why he was a vigilante.
Batman's a vigilante. Batman don't kill people. He's an anti-hero.
The Punisher.
He's like
is
Deadpool.
The
he's an anti-hero.
He kills people.
He's my superhero. He kills
okay.
bad people.
Why though?
Why.
Like that's
he gives the bad people what they deserve.
It's because this motherfucker saw the series.
I mean, he
Netflix.
Just didn't kill like, you know, like some guy that pissed in a park offenders or something like that. He was killing like serious offenders that didn't deserve to be a part of society in my eyes.
Right. I can feel that. I mean.
Okay, so can I choose two?
Nope.
I mean, not
one, bitch.
Can I explain to
you? I mean, you could explain two.
Okay, I'll explain the two and then tell you the one that I chose. So between the two, there's Shazam.
What is your
cat? His cat is a kangaroo. So obviously Shazam. Now, the reason I choose Shazam because I would change into a completely different person.
Well, he was a child.
Yeah.
So you would go from a grown man to an old man.
Yep.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah. Well, speaking as if I was younger.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and go from there.
So that's your go-to?
So there's that one, Shazam. He has the ability to, you know, just about anything.
Right.
Almost like a Superman, but not Superman. And I would still be able to live a normal life in a sense.
Right.
Green Lantern would be my other one. I can think of anything. I can travel anywhere that I want to travel.
It's true.
And if I want to die, apparently I just take the ring off and let myself die.
Or somebody comes at you with the color yellow, and you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yellow. honestly, though, I would choose Green Lantern, mainly because I would have the ability to decide to be whatever I want to be. So if I want to travel in a rhinoceros, I can think of a rhinoceros and be it or travel on it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, yeah, I could definitely respect that. Me personally, man, that's a tough fucking question. Because there's so many good ones to choose from. God damn. Man, you guys got me stuck here. I got to think about this one for a sec.
We're the one that asked
you
the
got
question.
Green Lantern. So. You got fucking... Shut up over there, Mr.
He
fucking,
asked the question, yeah. Had two people prior to go, and still can't.
Hey, listen, I thought I had one in mind, bro, but...
So I opened his mind up a little bit when I brought in the Punisher to the
equation. Probably thinking of Bizarro.
Dude, Bizarro's dope, though. Dope-ass motherfucker. He can't be killed because he's already dead.
Bizarro ain't even a free-thinking.
I mean, he is in a way. I mean, it's not like he's a fucking machine.
He's controlled by someone else. He's been told what to do.
Yeah, I guess
you could say that. His only goal is to kill Superman.
He just fucking hates Superman, man. That's why he was created.
Yeah.
So fuck Superman, bitch.
Your ultimate goal is to kill Superman.
It's because Superman's a fucking cheat code. That's why.
So you like Superman.
Chico.
Nah. Spidey, bro. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say Spidey, dude.
Spider-Man is
pretty That motherfucker's dope. Like, all the storylines you see, like, are just fire, man. He's just a shit-talking... carefree ass will fuck you up type of hero, and he deals with more shit than anybody. Hey Andrew, how about you not throw the mic over there, guy? Jesus, the hell just happened?
We had a
technical error technical difficulties over there, but Spidey goes through some shit, bro. Loses his uncle, ends up with MJ, you know, after he finally gets the girl of his dreams. They get married and shit, and she's like, you know what, I'm not feeling it. Like, always has, you know, some shit going on in his life, you know. Motherfucker shows the struggle, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's working, he's trying to be a hero, trying to do everything, juggle everything in life. Gets evicted and shit. Man, it's hard to tell, but, you know. I mean, he's average Joe, bro. Like, he ain't out here getting paid. Motherfucker can barely afford to pay his bills. Always juggling his time. Like, Spider-Man's he's the truth. All the other heroes... Like the Avengers, what are they going to worry about? Not a goddamn thing. Bills is paid. They got a place to live. They're fucking superstars. You got Spidey out here saving the average Joe. Can't even pay his rent.
Poor champion. Spider-Man.
He's for the people. For the people. Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Don't forget it.
For the people.
Say the Punisher was on.
Does the Punisher have superpowers?
No.
He's just super strong, super vigilante.
He's just really good at killing people.
He's a Batman.
Right. Batman's trained to, like, just fight motherfuckers.
I don't give a shit what Google says.
I will say this. I got on Google and I typed in superheroes, and he was on the list of superheroes.
He was also all the way at the bottom.
He was down there by Green, and he was above Green.
Google's gonna...
Don't nobody care about Green Lantern.
Anyways, no, he does not have any superpowers other than he can
whoop
people's
ass.
Yeah,
he's just Batman,
all
except for he shoots motherfuckers.
But I did say that he made an appearance on the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, he does. He pops up, he comes to town, really... and Spidey's like, hey, stop trying to kill motherfuckers. Let's do this a different way. And, I mean, Blade makes an appearance in Spider-Man.
Blade, like as
apparently
in Blade.
They're making a
remake
of Blade.
Blade is a superhero
Blade's,
considered?
Blade's he's Marvel, bro.
Would he be? He's like the Punisher. He's like the Punisher almost.
No.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, I guess he kills vampires. Yeah, you're right.
He's
two different things. He's a half vampire. Sorry.
Two different things. Punisher and
But they're similar in ways.
Well, that they kill.
Does Blade have superpower? Well, I guess you're right. He's half vampire. He's half vampire.
Yeah. He's a goddamn daywalker.
I haven't watched him in a long time. I'm definitely going to have to go back and rewatch
him. Better get on it because they're making another one.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're dropping another one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
They're bringing back What's the Snipes, too.
Ain't got time for you to be out here playing games.
They did a TV show, too. A new live-action TV show of it. Didn't really get down on it, though. You know what they need to do live-action?
Is the original character from Blade going to play Blade?
What's the Snipes? Yeah, from what I heard.
We need a live-action Dragon Ball Z.
No, fuck that. They tried that. It was miserable. We're not even going to go to that realm, but I'll tell you, live action, Static Shock, 100%.
That would be interesting
to see. That'd be dope as fuck. Static's a monster.
I'd be curious on how that worked.
Like, anything could work now. You ever watch the new Lion King? Couldn't even tell they aren't real fucking lions.
I did watch the new Lion King.
Exactly. Technology's right where it needs to be to pull it off.
No!
I'm just kidding.
You're over here talking about Green Lantern. You saw his movie. Ryan Reynolds makes fun of it any chance he fucking gets.
Because it was a bad movie.
His suit was CGI'd and fucking terrible. Charles Barkley would say.
It's just like Aquaman. That movie's terrible. The only reason it's so good is because Jason Momoa.
Well, no, I didn't just think he played a bad... I didn't think he played a bad
Aquaman. The movie's trash.
You think it's trash because he's a badass.
Every DC movie they ever make.
No, Wonder Woman's lit, and we're getting another one. The Wonder Woman movie, it carried that.
They're all trash.
Suicide Squad wasn't bad either.
You're right. That's not a bad
movie. Yes, it was his first appearance ever, was the Punisher's.
Are you over here jerking off to the Punisher?
I think so.
I do.
It's because he watched the one on Netflix, which is fire. I'll give you that.
Awesome.
Absolute fire. You just want to see people get their heads blown off for, you know, looking at Frank the
wrong way. For what they rightfully deserve.
Not really, man. Not really.
He kills a few people that he probably shouldn't have, but hey.
Okay, whatever.
When you've already killed a few people, you're probably just, there's no going back.
He's out here hunting. Hunting them heads, pick him up for Warzone. Bet he'd be pretty good.
All right. There is one more thing that I would like to touch base on. And that is that I don't understand if people understand the difference between facts and opinions.
No.
And what point does a fact become an opinion?
Like, then it became a fact.
I always still see voter fraud. Not one source of evidence has come up.
Nothing substantial that has been against the Republican Party. No, it's actually been
right.
They're finding more lost votes, vice versa.
Right. Now I know that. That part's over, but also like just some basic, like common stuff that happens every day. I hear people will make a statement over something and then we'll be like, oh, well, that's fact. And it's like, no, it's not really.
If it's written, it's fact nowadays. That's how it seems. I see people share memes on Facebook and think they're fucking
true. Or like authors, like someone will take an author's page that they wrote. And we'll be like, well, this guy said it. Well, what's this guy's credibility?
Yeah.
Because he said it doesn't mean it's true.
Where did his information come from? Most people don't look at sources.
Right.
You know, they just see the clickbaity title. Oh, it's real. I don't know how it goes, man. I mean, fuck, we were taught that in school. Like, if you did a research paper in, like, English or whatever, like, you had to credit your fucking sources.
As much as I hated doing it, it needed to be done.
I see why. I feel like they got away from that because, like I said, that's another thing with Facebook, you know, where we were talking about going from MySpace to Facebook. This shit didn't pop up on MySpace. It wasn't like, hey, look at these fucking world events. Like, yeah, nah, bro. True. You came to see my profile and it was truly for connecting with people.
Yeah.
This has turned into a fucking media outlet. And it's just like, fucked.
But when MySpace was a thing, was a different time.
There's no reason why it couldn't thrive now. If you look at it, Facebook started out as a just strict way for
I feel like
you to connect.
This political stuff would still flood into MySpace with the world.
Yeah, it would flood into their profile, yeah. But I'm saying, like, I don't have to, like, every time I hop on, see a news feed of just straight bullshit from everybody.
I mean, you can direct anything that you want to see on Facebook.
Yeah, you can.
You absolutely can. What you want to see and what you don't want to see.
But I mean, even on the advertisement scale, man, you even talk right now. We'll talk about fucking Apple Watch, Apple Watch, Apple Watch, Apple Watch. I guarantee you that fucking Facebook's gonna pop up goddamn Apple Watch sooner or later.
Our phones will.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it might. Honestly, I don't
think
know
it's Facebook's
though,
fucking algorithm, bro. I'm just saying it's scary. Might,
yeah.
There's a movie on Netflix. I mean, you guys are really feeling some crazy shit with social media. Is it called social networking or some shit? Movie on Netflix, and it literally, if you watch it, like, you're gonna think twice about your whole experience with, you know, social media and shit. Because, and even right now as we're doing this, like, I got my phone in my hand looking shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're so connected that it's like we might as well be plugged in. You know what I'm saying?
We almost are.
We may be.
We almost are.
I mean, I know they're doing, what do you call it? They're doing another Matrix. It's called The Social Dilemma. And like I said, I mean, they're dropping a new Matrix, Keanu Reeves and them. And I feel like they could do this in a whole updated way. Because we are basically plugged in. I mean, everywhere you go, you have some kind of technology on you. Whether it be a watch, whether it be your phone, whether it be something, like, you're always on it. And without even realizing it. There's times where I've looked and I have my phone in my hand and I'm looking at something. And I'm like, why the fuck am I even, what? Like, it's to the point where I can't even focus on gaming, man. I got my phone in my fucking hand doing something else. Granted, it's made everybody better at, you know, multitasking to an extent, but when does it become a problem? Take me back to the flip phone day and age, man. Text in my pocket. Ain't even got to look at the screen. Fuck it. Whatever. I guess without social media, we wouldn't be where we are right now either, so.
I would agree.
So make sure you follow our social media.
For sure.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Follow our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, Apple Now. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We have a link tree, but I don't really think that's something you follow.
Yeah, no, but it'll direct you to everywhere we need to be. You need to be. No, we don't have our OnlyFans.
No,
that's in the works.
There aren't no OnlyFans that have been set up where I go shoot the crackheads that roam around my city.
Jesus Christ.
With a paintball gun.
I think you're in the wrong city. Might have to go up to the Yo for that.
That'd be a fun night out on the town. Hey, that would be
shooting
pretty.
Crackheads with paintball guns.
You just drive around town.
New York.
Yeah, we could go down. You could do that.
We could go. Where could we go? And we could just shoot all the prostitutes that are hanging out on the corners doing it old school.
Cherry Street.
Andrew knows exactly where to go.
We could go hit up Shore, but I don't think we want to do that.
We might not make it out of there, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
we got paintball guns, but they've got lethals. So.
They got gun guns.
Used to work at the Fishers there on Shore, and there were some pretty interesting people that would come in there when I was in high school. Me and my boy Kev Dog used to work there, and fun times there.
Yeah,
there was always times. It was never a dull moment at the Fisher on Shore, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's about right.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, appreciate you guys for joining us. You're our guest, Andrew. First time we had an official guest.
He's a little Generation Z, so he spent most of his time just looking shit up. Didn't really speak too much. So.
He's shy. He's new to this.
Well, I was looking up stuff I thought we was going to talk about, but mentioned it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Just accept it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anywho, if you like this show, we will be posting the buy us a coffee. Again, that is something that we felt that would help us create content a lot easier.
Easier, more efficiently, better quality also. Yeah. I know
we probably still have some sound issues, mainly because we used an older mic for Andrew. I do apologize, but.
What we got available.
Sorry.
Especially the world we're in now. You know, it definitely, like I said, everything's going to be put back towards you guys. So whether it be, you know, giveaways, or it be in, you know, getting merchandise, or like I said, you know, showing you guys a better show, giving you a better quality show, you know, or even taking that next step to get on video. I mean, it's a process. We all know technology is expensive these days, so consider it an investment. We'll make sure you get a good quality show in return.
Oh, for sure. And I have mad respects for all of you. I appreciate every one of you that even download our show just for the sheer respect of some clickbait, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you guys are taking time to listen, you made it this far, please leave us a review. Tell us what you think.
Yes.
You can check our social media. We have a set place for you guys to go. Give us your thoughts on the show. Also, you know, share this. Send this off to a couple of friends. Say, hey, check us out. It helps us get the word around, and can lead to better things. You know, maybe some people pick up. We get some guests in here. And, you know, really get things popping for you guys. But it's been a journey so far, and it's been a hell of a journey so far. So appreciate you guys for listening. Stay tuned for some more stuff, man. We got some big stuff in the works for you.
Oh, sure. That's all I've got.
Peace out, y'all.
We
Peace
out.
Peace out. D-Money signing out. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.